wretched me, George Feast, by name that ever I was born. By murder thus to blast my fame and make myself forlorn. And I, to satisfy that blood, deserve to lose my life. For killing in a furious mood my dear and loving wife. On Wednesday last, the 5th of May, I did to market go. To me it was a fatal day, as many now may know. Because reproven there I was of my loose, wicked life. I in a most cruel sort, alas, did kill my loving wife. She'd often strive for to reprove my wild extravagance. Sweet George, quoth she, in tender love you by your vile expense, will ruin all that we now have by this ill course of life. But now I've brought her to the grave, and killed my loving wife. I many pounds have daily spent amusing of my time. But now, alas, I do repent, O Lord, forgive my crime. That e'er I did that wicked deed, bereaving her of life, which makes my very heart now bleed for killing of my wife. For as at stall she stood by me before my mother's face, and her mother, who there did see this tragedy most base, which makes my very conscience start, that I with bloody knife did stab her deep into the heart that was my loving wife. When as the wound received had she to my mother said, "Behold, your son has killed me," and then she dropped down dead. Which done, I knew not what to say, when she had lost her life. Upon a stall I then did lay my dear and loving wife. I soon was seized for this act of bloody villainy, and for my horrid, heinous fact, I do deserve to die. In Newgate now I lie confined to answer for my life. How can I think to mercy find, now I have killed my wife? But now, O Lord, I do indeed, if it don't come too late, repent me of this bloody deed which doth in me create. In me such griefs and horrors do, I curse my wretched life, that ere I did my hands imbrue, I the blood of my sweet wife.